Please take your Bibles and be turning over to the 90th Psalm, a Psalm of Moses. While you're doing that, I'll give you a little bit of background. We're going to be looking at some of this Psalm, and as we do so, to better understand what the psalmist is talking about, remember Numbers 14. In Numbers 14 is when God placed his sentence upon Israel for rejecting him in the matter of the spies. And they were complaining and murmuring against him and saying, "Why have you brought us out here to this wilderness so that our wives and children could die?" And he said, "Because you have said this, you will die. All of you who are 20 years old and older will fall in this wilderness, and you will wander in this wilderness a year for every day that the spies were in the land." And now we're coming, I think, in this, when this psalm was written, we're coming near the end of these 40 years, and the Israelites are now falling. Psalm 90, beginning in verse 1. "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, 'Return, O children of men.'" What Moses is saying is, you've always been our God. And it's been my hope and understanding that many, at least, if not some, of those Israelites did repent of their sin, even though the sentence had to be carried out. But Moses is saying, you turn man to destruction, you cause his death, you number his days, and you say, "Return, O children of men, to the dust of which I made you. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night." God's eternity is nothing compared to our mortality. And that's what Moses is saying. Peter would have us remember in 2 Peter 3 that to the Lord, 1,000 years are like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. He says, "You carry them away like a flood." And I think here's where he's starting to talk about the children of Israel and the fact that they're now starting to die out as a generation. He says, "They're all dying now. You take them like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass, which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh." And what he's saying there is like a sound that's made. And you can hear the echo die down, and then it's silent. And that's the end. You're gone. "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength that they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away." I think Moses is talking about the very length of the lives of these elders. When he wrote this, those who were dying were between the ages of 70 and 80. Maybe the oldest have died, and now the younger ones are dying. The oldest would have been how old? 60. Right. So 60 and up, they're all dying now. He says, "Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." It's a very interesting thing that he says. Teach us to number our days. I don't think that the Israelites literally numbered their each and every single day that they lived. But we do know they were big on record keeping. They had all the genealogies that they kept. They knew the ages. They kept track of birthdays. They knew how old everybody was. I was considering this psalm some 2 or 3 months ago, I guess, and the thought occurred to me, I wonder how old I am in days. Have you ever thought that? Has it ever occurred to you to actually count how old you are in days? Probably not. I've talked to this to a number of people over the last few weeks, and they all look at me like I'm crazy. Say what? So what I did is I sat down with my birthday and I counted the days, just like Moses said. I numbered my days. And I had to add 14 leap days, because that's how many leap years there were. And I went back and verified the results just to make sure. Online you can go to different websites that are calendar calculators, and they'll tell you such things. And I'm here to tell you tonight that I am, this day, 20,000 days old. That's a funny thing to realize. Because we, as men, sometimes we get caught up in this idea of counting things. We're big on cardinal numbers. We recognize the 30th, the 40th birthdays. We recognize the silver anniversary, the golden anniversary, that's 50 years. The year of Jubilee, 50 years. These are big numbers that don't come around very often. And when they do, you kind of tend to want to stop and take pause and take notice and ponder the meaning of this thing. And so I've had a while to think about this. What does it mean to be 20,000 days old? That's a nice big round number. And I thought, you know, this doesn't come around very often. When I was 10,000 days old, I was only 27. Donna and our first daughter, Catherine, had just been born. She's 2 months old. Had no idea what was coming. 6 more daughters to come. Catherine just turned 10,000 days old last December 21st. I'll turn 30,000 days old, Lord willing, on July 3rd, 2039. We have amongst us those who have lived in excess of 33,000 days. Yes, I know because I asked her. It's sort of like Halley's Comet. Did you see Halley's Comet when it last came by? Do y'all know when it was? 26 years ago. Halley's Comet came around the sun. It was in 1986, and I saw it. It wasn't as impressive as other times. It was just a fuzzy spot up there, but you could see it with your naked eye. It won't be back for 49 years. Chances are many of us won't have that opportunity to see it. Some of the young people will. All my daughters will be anywhere from 63 to 76 years old when Halley's Comet comes around. So what's this all about? The fact that today I've had a unique opportunity because of my own age to quander some of these thoughts about the frailty of life, the shortness of life, and how it all passes away very quickly. In a sense, we have no days behind us and no days to come. In a sense, you were born today. In a sense, you will die today. All you have is today. This is when you live, is today. The days that you had behind you, all those 19,999, I only remember a small handful of them. And those memories are fleeting and they're going away quickly. The days that are coming, I'm not concerned with. What did Jesus say in Matthew 6? You know, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of its own worries. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And the psalmist in Psalm 118 says, today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We live today. We rejoice in today. Ephesians 5:15 and 17 tells us to walk circumspectly, not as fools, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Redeem the time. Don't let the time slip away. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Don't wait till you're 30,000 days old before you get serious about serving the Lord. And we're going to close with a passage from Hebrews chapter 4. This context, Hebrews 4, is the very context that Moses was writing about in the 90th Psalm. And the Hebrew writer was talking about the Israelites and how that they did not enter into their rest. Beginning at verse 6, he writes, "Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience," again he designates a certain day, saying in David, "Today, after such a long time as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God." And there does. And there is. But today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you're alive. If you're here tonight and you have not confessed your faith in Jesus Christ, you need to do it today. You need to do it right now. Because this is your time. You can come forward, confess your faith in Him, request to be baptized, and within the hour, easily, you can be a Christian. And you can have that rest ahead of you that the writer speaks of. We'd encourage you, if you're in such a case as that, to come forward and make your request be known as we stand together and sing.